This is a reading from the Gospel according to Luke. An argument arose among the disciples about which of them was the greatest. Jesus realized the intention of their hearts and took a child and placed it by his side and said to them, "Whoever receives this child in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. For the one who is least among all of you is the one who is the greatest." Then John said in reply, "Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow in our company." Jesus said to him, "Do not prevent him, for whoever is not against you is for you." And this is the Gospel of the Lord. Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you. Don't these words from the old song sound like a snippet of today's life? All around us we hear, "I'm prettier than you. I have a better job or a bigger house, more money, and of course my gifts and talents are far superior to yours." Competition is the way of the world. We have the Guinness's Book of World Records, the Emmys, the Oscars, and these weeks in the United States, the baseball playoffs. We're always worrying how we measure up against others. We're worrying, what's my status, my rank, my popularity or giftedness when I look at the next person? In today's gospel, the disciples are ranking themselves and each other when Jesus intervenes. He takes a little child, puts the child at his side, and asks the disciples to take a good look. The least among you is the greatest of all. What is Jesus talking about? The disciples weren't too sure. And John speaks up in disagreement. He must have been telling the others that he was the favorite, the best loved. John insists that there is a difference between those who walk with Jesus, those part of the in crowd like himself, and those who aren't part of the group. But Jesus doesn't agree. Jesus says that anyone who is doing good is on his side, is with him. They don't have to be recognized and acknowledged and named. Jesus' message of humility, charity, simplicity, and childlikeness didn't get through to the disciples. His example, not to be a show-off, not to be competitive or glory-grasping, missed the mark as well. The disciples wanted to be recognized as better or as the best. Jesus' life and his invitation to the disciples was to let go of power and prestige and competition and ego. His message was to help others, to serve, and to respond to others' needs. This is very different from thinking that you are better than everyone else because you follow in his company. We follow in Jesus' company. Do we do so in humility and kindness? Or do we look for power and prestige and use our power over others? inviting a little child was a great visual. It's startling. It's a call to become powerless. For children had no power in Jesus' day. They were neither recognized nor counted as part of a group. Often we, like John and the other disciples, have a desire for personal power and glory. We want to be the best. We want some outward, visible sign of success. Jesus shows us the other way today, the way of humility. Today's feast of Saint Therese, the saint of the little way, the saint of humility, serves as an example of trust and self-surrender, just like the child in the gospel. May we walk in her footsteps and recognize the gifts and talents in the people we meet, for we are all the best.